As salmon start making their way home to procreate, volunteers are set to scour the shoreline in search of nests. Small teams will count the salmon reds, or nests, visible along Colquitt's River as part of a new Peninsula Stream Society monitoring program that aims to quantify spawning in the watershed. Peninsula Streams has restored more than 1,200 meters of in-stream habitat and 2,500 square meters of riparian habitat in the Colquitt's watershed, which supports the region's largest urban salmon run. This new monitoring has been done informally in past, but now they're looking to make it official with three teams documenting the spawning situation in three sections of the Colquitt's, said Allison Weber, environmental support technician with Peninsula Streams Society. The teams look for and document reds, where females congregate and where coho actively spawn with a weekly one-hour walk, in three sections starting at Cuthbert Holmes Park, Hyacinth Park and Copley Park. I think it should be super fun and a nice way to get outside and see the salmon that are in our backyard, Weber said. The information gathered helps PSS monitor and assess the effectiveness of restoration, and guide future work. If an area recently restored is actively used, it's a good sign, but if one looks quiet, it might be best to reprioritize other areas for future restoration. Monitoring is always a huge part of restoration work. You want to know the effectiveness of what you've done. We want to make sure all this volunteer work is working. You want to monitor your efforts to make sure they're valuable, Weber said. It's important to get the community involved and witnessing spawning itself. The more people who get involved and connect with it, the more people who care. The Red Monitoring Program is set to run through the end of December. Anyone interested in volunteering can learn more at peninsulastreams.ca.